Welcome to Back to the Brickyard, your spot for Indianapolis 500 history here at Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Christian Papillon. One of the most beloved but most unfortunate engines at the Indy 500 was the Novi. Designed by Bud Winfield and Leo Goosen and built by Fred Offenhauser, the Novi was a supercharged V8 engine capable of producing over 450 horsepower. The Novi made its first appearance at Indianapolis in 1941 under the name Winfield. After World War II, the engine returned to the track with the Novi name and set the track record in qualifying with Ralph Hepburn behind the wheel. The engine became notorious for its bad luck at the track. In 1949, Duke Nallon qualified on the pole and led the first 23 laps before crashing. Paul Russo also led early in the 1956 500 before a tire blew out. In the rare years that a Novi completed the full 500 miles, it finished strong. For example, Russo, driving a Novi, drove to a fourth-place finish in 1957. No Novi qualified for the race in 1959 or 60. In 1961, Andy Granatelli purchased the rights to the engine and attempted to harness its extreme power. The Novi would return to Indy in 1963 with cars driven by Bobby Unser, Jim Herdebees, and Art Malone. 1965 was the last year that a Novi would race at Indianapolis. Greg Weld would attempt to qualify a Novi in 1966, but spun and crashed, ending the Novi's run at Indy. You have been listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Christian Papillon, and I'll catch you the next time we go back to the Brickyard.